Any of the other kids, any of the children like to come forward and be a part of our children's sermon this morning? Come on down, there's always room. Any more children like to come forward? Oh, this is wonderful. Wow! I'm going to have to sit in the middle because I'm going to read a story to you this morning. It's been a long time since I had a chance to... Santana, I'm going to just part the waters here. Just up, I got to come down, I got to come down further, further. One more. Oh, sorry. Oh. I'm going to need someone to help me up when I'm done with this. Can you see? Come on, crowd around a little bit. Come on, you can get closer. Come on, come on. I got to show you some pictures in here too. I have not done this in a long, long time. I'm going to tell you a story. It's called, is this Santa Worm?
No, it's Santa Bound.
Is this Santa Fly?
No.
Yes.
It's Santa. Santa Mouse. You ever heard of Santa Mouse?
No.
It's a mouse that delivers presents.
Oh, not quite yet. Not quite yet.
It's a mouse that delivers cheese.
Oh. Now, Sean. This is how it goes. Is everybody listening? Maddie, you listening? Everybody listening?
Huh?
Once there was a little mouse who didn't have a name. Does everybody here have a name?
Yes.
So if I called you by name, you'd know who you were? Here was a mouse who didn't have a name. He lived in a great big house, this mouse. The only mouse in the whole wide house. Look at the size of that. It looks like a monster mansion almost, right? He's here all by himself.
It's my house, but a little remodeled, and it looks like it's somewhere.
Oh. Well, it says here, he used to play a game. He daydreamed he had playmates who were friendly as could be. He's all by himself. He's got no one to play with, so he has to create them in his head. While some of them would bring their dolls and dress up and have tea, there were others who would play cowboy or be Eskimos or Spanish. But of course, you know, this is him dressing up, you know, pretending he's these other people. But when he'd try to touch them like a bubble, they would vanish. Okay, you can see... See the pictures here?
Yeah.
You see that? He's an Eskimo here. He's a, you know, but he's all alone.
Yeah.
It's very lonely to be alone, isn't it?
Yeah.
It says, now through the year, this little mouse had saved one special thing. You ever had something that was so special you kind of saved it for special things?
No, I would just like to do it immediately.
You'd like to do it immediately, huh? Well, you know what he loved and what he saved? That special thing was, now remember, this is a mouse. What do mouses love?
Cheese!
I didn't just say mouses, mice. Mice love cheese. Well, he had a special piece of cheese. And it says the kind that makes an angel want to sing. So this must have been a very, very special piece of cheese, right?
Like a hallelujah
piece of cheese. So it says, on Christmas Eve, he brushed his teeth. And as he washed his paws, he thought, my goodness, no one ever gives a gift to Santa Claus. You know, we think of Santa doing what? He brings us the toys, right?
Yeah.
Do we ever bring, we give gifts to Santa? Not very often, do we?
Cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk, all right, but I'm sure he appreciates it. He ran to get his pretty cheese, and after he found it, the paper from some chewing gum, he quickly wrapped around it. So he wrapped it in a chewing gum wrapper. But it was a piece of cheese. It was his favorite piece of cheese. It was his favorite gift, biggest gift that he could give. And then he climbed in bed, and he dreamed he was lifted high. And he woke to find that he was looking right in, guess whose eye? Santa's eye. He woke to find that he was looking right in Santa's eye. I thank you for my gift, said who?
Santa.
Tell me, what's your name? I haven't any, said the mouse. You haven't? That's a shame. You know, now this is Santa speaking, I need a little helper. And I travel house to house. And I shall give a name to you. I'll call you what? Santa Worm? Santa Moose?
Santa Mouse.
Santa Mouse. Oh man, Santa Mouse. So here's your beard, and here's your suit, and here's each shiny tiny boot. You mustn't sneeze, and don't you cough. Just put them on, and we'll be off. Then over all the rooftops, on a journey with no end, away they went together, Santa with his tiny
little
friend. And so this Christmas, if you please, beneath the tree that's in your house, why don't you leave a piece of
cheese.
Piece of cheese. Because you know who's going to accompany Santa is going to be Santa Mouse, right? And I'm sure he'd appreciate a piece of cheese. What is the moral behind this story? Is it trying to teach us something?
Yes.
Maddie, you seem very convinced that it is. What is it?
Friendship, I guess.
Say it louder.
Friendship.
Is friendship important?
Yes.
Do you know that the best gifts we could ever receive come in the form of human beings?
Yes.
The Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave a piece of cheese? No. That he loved the world so much that he gave some jewelry?
No.
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And a son is a human being, isn't it?
Yeah.
A son. This person was a friend to us all. We weren't a very good friend to him, but he was the best of friend to us. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And so, the best gifts are people. You can be the best gift of somebody else. You know? It doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be jewelry. It doesn't have to be cheese. It can be just your love and your friendship. The best friend, the best gift any of us could ever receive from anybody. Now, let me ask you this, one last question. Do you think you're able to be a gift to somebody else?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. All you got to do is care for someone. Let that person know that he or she is important and valuable and that you care for that person. And that is the most important gift of all, right? All right, ready to pray? Let's all grab hands and get wired up here.
Wait, I have a special one.
Okay.
I don't have pockets. Wait, there it is.
You got a hand there, Sean? You need two hands there. Okay.
It's three. I'll grab his leg.
Grab his leg.
Here, let's pray. Here you go.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time of the year we call Christmas. But we know that it's more than just about gifts. It's about love. If there's no love behind the gift, it isn't much of a gift. Teach us to be the best gift that we can be to our moms and dads, to our brothers and sisters, to our cousins and aunts and uncles, to our grandparents, to our friends, to our teachers, to the strangers we encounter. Let us be the best gift that that person can possibly receive this Christmas. And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's try that a little better than that. Amen. Okay. Thank you very much.